Well, good morning. Yeah, hi. 7:55. Jeez, 7:55. It's already way too hot to be out here. I couldn't get out any earlier because, like a fool, I slept till almost 6 o'clock. Brr. Yeah. Anyway, I'm out. I'm walking. My backyard was already 74 when I walked out the door. But I realized that it's probably because, still going. Probably because the thermometer sits where the rising sun can hit it. Just for like a few minutes. But it was enough to top it up a bit. So a bit of excitement last night. We had more than a bit of excitement, just to kind of underscore how fragile we are in our morning. Okay, look at your phone. Don't look at me. How fragile we are in our suburban cocoon here. We had a water main break right after dinner, and we didn't know it. The first inclination that we had was no water. Turned on the tap, dribbled a bit.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
More shade on the side.
I understand. Yeah. Slow down, let her have a little space. Yeah, water dribble, that was it. And no notice from the city. We didn't know it was a water main break. So, city says, if you have an emergency and the city department is closed, call 911. So, spousal unit called 911. Explain the situation. They sent the fire department out to look at the water because, in part, I was a little bit concerned that the hydrant might not have water. And, of course, the hydrant did not have water. So we went all through my in-house systems trying to figure out, okay, where's the blockage coming from? And I determined pretty rapidly that it was either a malfunction in the meter blocking it, or there was no water in the main. And I couldn't figure out how to contact the city. Well, anyway, when the fire department came, they're going through the whole thing. They went through all the steps that I went through first. Backtracking from the sink, which is pointless. The plumbing system in this house is ridiculously simple. There's one line, it's a rather small line, coming in. It's not like a 3-inch line or anything, it's like copper tube. And I took it back and I showed him. I put on the sprinkler bypass as a blowout valve that takes the water out of the tube, out of the system, so that we don't have water freezing in the ground over winter and breaking the sprinkler heads. Yeah, first world problems. Anyway, and they're standing there scratching their head, and a guy walks by, says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "No water." He says, "Oh yeah, there's a water main break up the street. Over the other, on the other block." I walked by this morning. It got repaired around 11:30 last night. So yeah, we have water again this morning. But it took out most of the street. And we didn't see it because the slope, the grade, is in the opposite direction. So the water escaping flowed away from us. We didn't see any water flowing in the street. And it was around the corner up the hill. And we couldn't see where it was broken from, you know, our corner of the world. And there was no notification from the city. I don't fault the city. I would rather they work on getting it repaired, refixed, than spending time trying to notify us. It would have been probably a good thing if they notified 911 that there was a water break, just in case other panicked people. So, yeah. In a house full of people who don't do well with change, sudden change, to say that last night was a panic fest for about 2 solid hours would be an understatement. I had my pajamas on. I was ready to go to bed. All right, wife. I was in the middle of meditation and my wife banged on the door. Hey, we're out of water. There's no water. What are you going to do? There's no water. What are you going to do? What are we going to do without any water? Yeah? Yeah, that's the question. That's the question I've been asking myself lately a lot. Well, what are we going to do when there's no water? Here in Greeley, we have a lot of the water that comes out of the Colorado River. But the water in the Colorado River depends on snow in the mountains. And I think probably a few springs up there as well. But when there's no snow, there's no water. We're right here on the edge of heavy drought, a minor drought going here, and have for pretty much as long as I've lived here. We get officially 11 inches of rain, precipitation a year, 11 inches of water between rain and snow. And more often than not, the rain comes suddenly in buckets in summer. Then, because we have so much of the place tarred, it flows away. It goes down into holding tanks where it evaporates or whatever. I think some of it gets used to water the parks. In fact, I'm pretty sure that some of it gets used. Every one of the ponds has a pumping station on it. And every one of them has a pond in the middle, a catch basin. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that at least some of the water gets reused to keep things pretty. I'm thinking a lot about it. Morning. Maybe tooling along on some kind of dirt bike, small motorcycle. Wearing exercise shorts and a sports bra. Just riding along through the shade, getting a little wind on the skin. Gotta love it. Alright, what is that little dog that's trying to chase a squirrel up a tree? That's not gonna do it. It's not gonna work for you there, buddy. So yeah, a bit of a rough evening. Other than that, yesterday was good. It was a 3-day. I kind of laid low. I did manage to get my newsletter out finally at the end of the day. Had a doctor's appointment next to the last checkup for my throat for the cancer follow-up. Nothing like a little trauma reminder. Only happens once a year. We have a nice chat. He's a good doctor. I like him. I hope his practice continues to do well. Whew. There, back in the shade. The ambient is not terrible. I think the official ambient is close to 68 or 70. I may have figured out why this thing was cutting out. It was being optimized for battery use. And I noticed that it really pretty consistently failed at 12 to 14 minutes in when I didn't have any reason to expect that it should. It's one of the things that's been driving me buggy. But I went to do, what was I doing? Oh, the podcaster, Pod Addict. Podcast Addict. Thanks. Dan, I think, was tipped me off to that. Much better. Much better. Oh, the lady with the healer. Every once in a while she stops and tells her to heal. You got another lady. He's got some sort of setter collie mix. Or is that the one with the miniature collie? I don't know. I can't remember. I can't see it well enough. It's across the street and she's behind some cars. So, yeah, Podcast Addict was saying, by the way, you know, this thing is optimized and it can cut out because battery. And you might want to turn that off. So I did. And then while I was in the screen that showed all the apps, I checked, and sure enough, the voice recorder was on that lady with the smoke in the garden here. I wouldn't mind having quiet smoke in the garden in the morning myself. It wouldn't be tobacco, but you know what I mean. No. That way, lies danger for me. Darby Dragons. Yeah, there was a miniature collie. Bark, bark, bark. Last block of shade here before the final broiling. The sun has not got around too far, so I haven't had to cross the street this morning, although it looks like that side's got a little more shade. Doesn't matter, I just need to get home. Get this talked and posted. Get on with morning already in progress. Get in out of the harmful solar radiation. Oh yeah, the guy with the dog has the leash tied around his waist. Some sort of setter mongrel. Nice dog. Good morning. It's a good day for it.
See you every day now.
Well, I tried to. 2 out of 3. So anyway, in spite of being up late last night, I still managed to get up by 6:30. Actually, I was up before 6. Still too late. Sunrise. It's 6:40-ish. 5:40-ish. Where is this guy? There's a biplane buzzing around. He's doing... I don't know if he was doing skywriting or... No, it's not the guy. He's doing skywriting or emptying his tanks or whatever, but he was... running in... a crop duster emptying his tank. He was running in circles up, and every so often he'd spew something, purging his tanks, maybe. Not sure that's exactly EPA compliant, but okay. It was out over the plains. It wasn't over the city or anything, but it's easy to think that this town goes on forever. You get down on the street and you start heading west and you're in suburbs, a built up area, a long way out there. When we moved here 30 years ago, we were on the edge of the western side of the city. And this field was a corn patch. The park was a cornfield. I kind of wish it still was. Oh, yeah, they're back working on the street. I can see the city trucks there now. They dumped Honest to Pete, what a lot of that street was torn up and just gone. This is all the little pylons around it strung with warning tape. What a mess. But they got it running. I have water. My lawn is being sprinkled this morning. Really, really of two minds about this. I'm really not happy with the lawn requiring thrice weekly waterings. But if we don't water it, the city gets pissy. Almost back. Little bunny trying to avoid the rain. Well, I made it. Heat and all. I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, you know, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.